Today's daf is Makas Daf Yud, and we are on a Tes Amabez. We'll start with the Gemara. Again, yesterday in the Mishnah, we got into all of the Ari Miklat that only work, that only protect after all six are in place. So we'll get back to that a little bit later when we talk about it in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Shalosh Arim Hivdil Moshe Be'ever HaYardein U'Kenegdan Hivdil Yoshua Be'eretz Kanan. There were three cities that Moshe Rabbeinu set aside in Ever HaYardein, three Yoshua Ben Nun set aside in Eretz Canaan. We will see by Hashem later on that there will be three more cities that will be lost to Lava. We'll have to see why. Well, the Torah says specifically that there will be three more cities added on. We'll see. Umechuvanos hayu kimin shtei shiros shebekerem. And they were lined up like two rows in a kerem, meaning in a straight line, right on the east side of the Yarden and on the west side of the Yarden. Chevron b'Yehuda kineged Betzer by Midbar. In the south, Shechem Bahar Ephraim Keneged Ramos Bagilad, Kedesh Bahar Naphtali Keneged Golan Babashan. So the cities on either side of the Yarden. Vishilashta, the Pasuk says, Sheyu Mishulashin. What does that mean? They have to be equidistant from each other and from the border. Shehu Midarum LeChevron KeMeChevron LeShchem UMeChevron LeShchem KeMishchem LeKadesh UMishchem LeKadesh KeMikadesh LeTzafon. So all of them are equidistant from each other. That's Vishilashta. You have to make them Mishulash. You have to make them equidistant. Also interesting, we know like in terms of the borders of the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, right, the Chevron is towards the south. So the modern day Israel, Eilat, and that whole area is clearly not equidistant from any of the southern borders here. There are interesting, Rav Shlomo Zalman in a number of the areas of Halacha, he assumes that because the accepted country includes to the south, includes to the north in certain areas, so that would have halachic effects, not only in terms of mitzvah satluyos, we're not talking about that, but in other types of halachas, but in terms of Ari Miklat, it's clear that going down south, the Negev, and further down, is not specifically part of a biblical Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so we have three on each side. Says the Gemara, Be'ever HaYardin Tlas, the Eretz Yisrael Tlas, or you need three on each side? Right, three on the east side in Ever Yarden, and three in Eretz Yisrael. So why do you need so many? Right, there are so many more people, right? So many more shvatim on the west side of the Yarden. So why do we need so many people on so many cities? The same number of cities on the east side. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya Begila Neshchichi Rotschim. On Ever Yarden, murderers are much more common. Shchichi rotzchim. Dechsiv, Gilad, Kiryas, Paul, Oven, Akuva, Midam. My Akuva, Midam. What does it mean? Soaked in blood. Amar Balazar, Shaya, Okfin, Laharog, Nefashos. So they hide out to, Rashi says, Orvin. They hide in wait. They lay in wait in order to kill, and therefore, that's why you need more Ari Miklat. The question that all the Mefarshim, starting with the Rishonim, already asked on this Gemara is, the Ari Miklat only worked for people who kill b'shogeg, not who kill b'mezid. So what does it mean that because there are so many rotzchim that kill b'mezid in Ever HaYarden, that is why you need more Ari Miklat, right? It doesn't work for the Ari Miklat. So a number of answers given to that question. First of all, Tosfos seems to implicitly ask the question. Tosfos in Begilad on Amud Beis, Shchichi Rotschim, Pirish, Ulahachi Hutzrachnu La'ari Miklat. Right, what's his question? He's implicitly asking our question. What do you need Ari Miklat for? Shchichi Rotschim. Lefi Kishahargim Mezid below Edim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezamnan L'putik Echad. Because we're going to have Bezos Hashem on Amud Beis today, right, the whole Chazal that we know from Rashi quotes it ala Torah, that if somebody kills Beshogeg without Edim, somebody kills Bemezid without Edim, Hashem will bring them together into one area, and I'll put the one who killed Beshogeg on top of a ladder, and the one who killed Bemezid under the ladder, and the one on top will fall on the one on the bottom and kill him by accident, and there'll be Edim for that one, and it'll end up that the person who killed Bemezid will be killed. The person who killed Beshogeg would go to Galus. So Tosfos is saying, and the Maharam explains on Tosfos like this, that if there were killers Bemezid without Edim, then they're going to have to be brought to places where there are people who killed Beshogeg, and it'll end up needing Ari Miklat also. So that's what Tosfos is answering, that in Achinami there are those that kill Bemezid that will also lead to people who kill Beshogeg. Number one, the Ramban in Parshas Maaseh discusses this problem also, and he says, Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Lamed Yudalad, V'yafalpi, he quotes Rashi, and who quotes the Gemara, and then he says, V'yafalpi she'ein ha-miklad ela b'shogegin, ha-yushovche damim b'mirma, umarin atzman k'shogegin. There were many murderers who killed on purpose, but they would pretend that they killed by accident. V'hutzrach laharbos lohem ari miklat liklotes kulon shalom noda miyamezid. Because when they first ran there, as we learned in the Mishnah, you don't know who killed the maids and who killed the shogeg, and therefore you just have to have enough room in order for all of those who ran there, even if they originally killed the maizid. V'im ki tziva kadosh baruch hu zeh al shem ha'asid. And Hashem knew that this was going to be the case. Gilan Nefishi Rotschim. But what do you mean? It didn't happen yet. When he gave the command to appoint to designate the cities, Hashem knew Hashem Asid. O Sheyom Rushaya Avir Eretz Gilad Megadelas Rotschim. Or it's something in the air, something in the environment, the physical environment, that's Megadelas Rotschim. May Oz Haisalagoi. That was already originally in the nature of the land. Vanitama, then he continues. It goes on to other issues. So that is more of a metaphysical idea. But then there's the answer of the Achronim. The Rishonim don't say it, but the Achronim say it. And that is the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal ala Torah there in Parshas Maaseh, says that maybe the answer is, what does the somebody who kills Beshogig reflect? Right? Somebody who kills Beshogig, as we know, that's not Karav La'ones, right? It's not Karav, it's somewhat fault. Somebody should have taken more care and been more careful. If there are people who kill Beshogeg, that's a reflection that the life is not taken as seriously as it should be. Says the Maharal. Aval nirali, ki kol shogeg hayalolios nizhar shelo yarog, v'lachein chayev galus, dim lokein lo miyigle, d'ma'asa. Right? It's not an ones, so why does he go to galus? Ela shayalolios nizhar shelo yechavir ne'erag al yadav. Should have taken more precautions. And Nefishi Rotschim means af echan mehem, af atovim shebahem, shohaya nizhar shelo yaharog chaveiro b'shogeg. It's an effect. Meaning if there are many people who kill b'shogeg, that's a reflection that life is not taken as seriously as it should be, and therefore, it leads to shogeg also. So even if though there aren't mazids, at least a shogeg. Ulefichach, kemosha tipsa harbi mizidik shargim b'mazid, mikol shekein shay yoser harbi shogegin, shay nisharim shalo yavo al yodam shvichas damim, ulefichach hayetzarech laharbe are miklat. And then he quotes, like the Ramban says, devade masha yusham harbi rotzchem, haylimi b'nei shahamakom gorim, shay megadelas rotzchem lirtzoach anashim, like the Ramban says. So you have Tosfos, you have the Ramban, you have the Gur Aryeh and others, how Nefishi Rotschim affects killing Beshogeg. So, third line. Says the Gemara, Umaishta mehagisa mehagisa demarachki umaishta demitzioi demekarvi. So, let's say we said that the cities are equidistant from the borders and from each other. But if I'm standing between at the border to the city, so that's one distance. But if I'm in the middle, if I'm in between two cities, I'm much closer to one of the cities. So even though it's equidistant, it's not going to work out exactly wherever a person is that they'll always have the equal amount to go to. So Amar Abaya b'Shchem na mishchichi rotzchem. Shchem is also tchsevu kachachei eish gedudim chever koanim derech yiratzchu shechma v'gomer. So again, the pashas is not about Shchem; it's about a portion. But that is the drusha that Chazal have. Remember, Shchem is here, but we had Shchem back in Chelek, where the Gemara said that Shchem is muchan l'puranus. Right here it says Nefishi Rotschim, Shchem is Muchan LaPuranus. The Gemara says the three events that occurred in Shchem, the one that I was talking about there in Chelek, that in Shchem that's where the Malchus was split, that's where Yeravim and Nevat went and split the Malchus, and that is where the Yosef was sold by his brothers, that's where Dina was assaulted. Right, so those three events happened. That's why Rashi quotes that Gemara, Rashi Ala Torah quotes that Gemara in Parachelik, which we had a couple of weeks ago, that Shchem is Muchan Lipuranus, right? And that's also here, Shchichi Rotschem. My Chever Kohanim, once we have this pasuk, what does it mean that the group of Kohanim, Chever Kohanim, Amar Belazar, Shahayu Mischabrin Larug Nefashos, they used to get together to attack and kill, Kikohanim Halalu, Mischabrin Lachlok Trumos Beis Akronos. like the Kohanim got together to get the Truma in the storage houses, so too in Shechem it was the opposite. They got together in order to perform terrible activities. Mefarshim, the Aruch Laner, others talk about why exactly, what is the comparison. But we'll do the other Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner comments on the Gemara that we just had. Kasha lefizeh lomalimos ha-mashiach yogimo be'ever hayardein. Right, we know there'll be three in Eivor HaYarden. Right now there are three in Eivor HaYarden and three in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Aruch Laner, so why in the future we know, the Pasuk says, Kiyarcha Hashem es Gvulcha. Right, the Mefarshim point out that generally a mitzvah by definition is eternal. A mitzvah cannot change. That's what makes it a mitzvah. If a mitzvah is not eternal, so then it's not going to be called a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, Lidoros, of the 613, not to gather the mun on Shabbos morning. Right, that's not included in one of the mitzvahs. Not to go out of the house on Pesach night. Right, so why? Because that was temporary. Any mitzvah is temporary, then it's not called a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are eternal. But there's one exception to the rule. The Torah itself builds in a change to one of the mitzvos. And that's Ari Miklat. The Pasuk says, Kiyarcha Hashem es Gvulcha, when Hashem expands your boundaries, via Safta Lecha Od Shalosh Arim. Right, you will have three more cities added on to your Ari Miklat. Tahayinu Limosa Mashiach. And he quotes, the Aruch Laner quotes, the Yerushalmi and the Sifri in Shoftim. Chaim Pasuk Amar Rama. And that's what the Rambam paskins in Parakhes of Hilchas Rotzeach. The Rambam says, Parakhes Alach Adalad, B'yimei HaMelech HaMashiach, Mosifin Shalosh Acheros Al Elu HaSheish. There'll be three more. There'll be nine altogether. Shenemar v'yasafta lecha od shalosh arim. Ala shalosh ha'ela. V'echen mosifin osan ve'are k'neini k'nizi v'kadmoni. Shenichras v'avram avinu bris aleim. V'adayin lo nechpashu. V'yalein nomar v'atorah. V'myachav v'shem es gevulcha. Kasher nishba. So that's the only mitzvah that's going to be changed for us in Lavo. But all the mitzvahs are eternal. So ask the Aruch Laner. If there's a kazmon, what are the whole reasons that there are Ari Miklat and there are three on that side? Because as the Gemara says, that Gilad Nefishi Roschim. But says the Aruch Laner, Hare Lasa Lavo Batal Yetzahara, Kidamrina Besukat Afnun Beis, Voloyea Od Herig Bemezid. People are going to be still killing Bemezid, Bimosa Mashiach? So what are we going to need Ari Miklat for anyway? And what do we need more on the by Gilad? Because Nefishi Roschim, but there's not going to be Roschim. Answer? Two answers. Number one, Vitzarach Lomar, Tekivan, Tekfar Hayul, Itzarich, Yisharu, Voloyea Batzlenu. Well, you needed them in the times of Olam Hazeh. So once they're set up, they're set up. You're right, but in Chinami, you wouldn't need more on one side than the other side. You wouldn't need any. So that's why once it was set up, though, it's not going to change. Number one. But then he says a different answer because he talks about Gemara is about whether there will be a Mis in the future, Vitzarach Lomar, and then he says a very unusual answer. Again, a controversial somewhat. What won't there be in the future? Misas tivis, the malach hamavis, people dying from natural causes. Aval kishe yirtzacha adam, vada yomas gam limosa mashiach. But if a person's involved, it's not even imosa mashiach. There's a chilik between Misa Tivis and Misa based on someone else. Not that Hashem's not in charge, but a different type of Misa. Who says this? Before the Aruch Laner, the one that everyone quotes, and that is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. We'll get back to this also a little bit later, but the Aruch Chaim by Yosef HaTzadik. The Aruch Chaim where Reuven says, Vayishma Reuven, Reuven says, in Parshas Vayesha, Vayatzi Lehu Meyadam. They're gonna kill him and throw him into one of the burrows, and Reuven says, don't kill him! Lomna Keno Nefesh! What did Reuven say? Throw him into the pit. Right, that was Reuven's idea. Remember the psukim. But Yomar Aleim Reuven Al Tishmachu Dam Hashlichu Oso El Abar Hazeh Asher Bamidbar V'Yod Al Tishlichu Bo Loman Hatzil Oso Miyadam Lashivu Al Aviv. He said that to save Yosef. Save Yosef. Then they took off his clothing, threw him in the pit, and then later on, Yehud is the one that says, let's sell him. But Reuben was the one that said to throw him into the pit. So ask the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, but don't we know from the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos that, V'habar reik ein bo mayim, mayim ein bo nechashim ha'akrabim yishbo, there are snakes and scorpions, and the Gemara says, Mishnah says in Yevamos, that if you know a man was in a pit of snakes and scorpions, you could testify to his wife that he died, because you assume that he was dead. So what kind of hatsala was this? If you're throwing Yosef into the pit, So you're basically killing him, right? What's the difference between throwing him into the pit and actually killing him? What, a little bit more indirect, but wouldn't it still be a problem? Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, Perak Lamezayin, Pasach Chav Aleph, Vayatzileu Miyadam. Pirish, Lefi Sheha'adam Baal Bechira, V'ratzon, V'yachol Laharog, Mi Shelo Nischayev Misa. Whoa, that's a controversial line, right? That the Arachayim says that a person could kill someone who was not Chayev Misa. I mean, at that moment, Hashem's in charge. We believe Hashem's in charge. Nobody dies a second before they're supposed to die. But there's something about, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that if a person gets involved, so he has that ability. Ma She'en Kein Chayos Ra'os. Lo Yifke'enu Ba'adam Im Lo Nischayev Misa L'Shamayim. Who Amro? That's why basically Miyadim. If we kill him, says Reuven, that doesn't show whether he's Chayim Isa or not, whether he's deserving, whether all of our machshavis about is he a Rodev, is he a Balash and Hara, all the different svaras that are given. So that's not a proof if we kill him. Let's let him go into the pit and see what the animals do. Pirish, v'yasileh miyadam miyad ha-bechiri, u'bazeh sasar omro v'nirem mayu chalamosav, ki ha-bechira tivatel hadavar. Vein raya im yahargenu ki sheker diber. Right, that's not going to be the right. That's similar to the Aruch Laner here about in the future. There's going to be the type of death, possibly of Ritzicha, but it won't be the death of General Misas Tivis, as he calls it. So that's related to the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. Also, other Mefarshim give different pshatim to that story of how the Hatzalah took place without going into this Aruch Haim HaKadosh, saying, no, even if a person's involved, it still cannot, nobody's going to be Chayim Misa until they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it, even if another person is involved. But again, that's an important Aruch Haim just to be aware of, and the Mefarshim afterwards, the past 300 years, have spoken about that Aruch Haim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Vesuleka. Is this really true? There are no more Ari Miklat than the ones that were set aside. 3, 6, that's all that there are. V'haksiv, v'aleim titznu arboim ushtayim ir. Right? What about 42 more cities of the Levim? Right? So what do you mean there are only 6? So Amar Abaya, there's a difference between the 6 and the 42. There's 48 Ari Levim altogether. But there's a difference in halacha between the 6 and the 42. One difference is right here. Halalu, those, meaning those 6, Hani Sheish, the Bachi adds in, Koltos, Bein Ladas, Bein Shalol Ladas. They work, they protect, Ladas or Shalol Ladas. To his knowledge or not to his knowledge. Halalu, Ladas, Koltos, Shalol Ladas, Ein Koltos. The other 42 only work Ladas and not Shalol Ladas. What exactly does that mean? Ladas, says Rashi, first skinny lines, Bein Shabarachsham Ladas Klita, Bein Shalo Barachsham Ladas Klita. Sounds like from Rashi, depends why he ran there. The key is, did he run there in order to get protection? Shalohaya Yodea, she called at this, he didn't know. He was just looking for any protection. He was just looking to run away from the Gol Adam. Question is, did he run there Ladas? Did he run there Shalol Das? Meaning, it doesn't mean whether he has Das right away, right? Somebody has to go to sleep, right? When he's sleeping, he doesn't have Das, right? The Ritva says, along the lines of Rashi, what if he was sleeping when he was brought into the city, right? So that's, it has to be Ladas, he's going in. Pirish, says the Ritva, Kochen Nichnas Yoshein Bekate Facherim, O Al Gabi Behema, O Shaloha Yodea Shehi Ir Miklat. We assume everybody knows what an Ir Miklat is, but that is the what the Ritva suggests based on Rashi. Right, the Meshech Chachma also discusses this. If you want to look in Masei, why this should be the case. But either way, this is the idea of an Ir Miklat requiring the perpetrator to understand where he is, to understand why he's going there, and that this protection works. There are other differences between the 6 and the 42. Also, the Gemara is going to say later on, you know, whether he has to pay rent in those cities. Could be those 6 are different than the other 42. The Aruch HaShulchan, here in Choshen Mishpat, towards the end, in Hilchas Chovel, Tav Chaf Hei, he talks about these differences, and he quotes the differences of Chazal, and then adds on his own differences. Uma hefresh yish bein ari miklat hashisha, shehuvdilu lemiklat ubein sheish ari shar shar alavim. So he says, number one, ari miklat koltos bein ladas bein shalolodas, as we know. Kiva shenichnas bahen ari zeniklat, vishari ari alavim ein koltos elodas. Number one. Virotzeach hadarba ari miklat, eino no sin schar di raso. Ubishar ari alavim no sin schar balabayas. Right, and those 6 he does not have to pay, and the other 6 he does. And then he adds, those two are in the Gemara. V'nir Ali, says the Aruch HaShulchan, D'gam hadinim shebesif samach aleph, ein noagin gam kim bar levim. Levad sheyu beinonios, v'gam miklat ein kasiv alehen. You have to write signs. We're going to see today's Gemara. You have to write signs. Make sure it's clear where the Ari Miklat are. V'gam derech shalamed veiz amos, ein sarach labahem. V'ashas lo chash v'ahefresh rak be'ikir haklita v'hayeshiva. So there are other differences along the way, but says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gemara doesn't mention all of them. But again, in terms of some of the technical points, the same differences would apply. Continuing, says the Gemara, Chevron Ir Miklat. Who? Chevron was one of the Ari Leviim. It was an Ir Miklat. But didn't we learn at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, Bahaksiv, Vayitnu LaKalev as Chevron Kaasher Diber Moshe, Kalev Ben Yefune received Chevron. Right, so how could it be Kaleb was from Shevet Yehuda? So how could it be one of the Ari Leviim? Right, we also know this from Parshas Shlach, where Kaleb goes to Davin at Kever Avos. Remember, Ko Shiach HaMeaseh Meraglim, that was Yoshua. But Kaleb goes to Kever Avos. Where was Kever Avos? In Chevron. So what do you mean Chevron? Chevron was near Leviim. How could that be Kever Avos? Amar Abaya, Parvadaha, it was the suburbs. Tichsiv ves de ha'ir ves chatzereha nasnu l'kalev ben Yefune. Right, the suburbs that Kalev got, that was in some of the surrounding areas. Doesn't mean actual Chevron. Actual Chevron was an Ir Miklat. Says the Gemara, v'kedesh Ir Miklat havi, was kedesh Ir Miklat v'aksiv. The pasuk also in Sefer Yehoshua, in listing the cities, says v'are mivzar, the strong cities, the krachim gedolim that were in Naphtali. Hatzidim, Hatzer, v'chamas, rakas, v'kineret, v'gomer, v'kedesh, v'edrei, v'ein chatzor. See, Kedesh is on the list. Kedesh is listed as one of the large fortified cities. V'tanya, yet we learned in the Brisa, arim halalu, ein osin osan. Right, the Ari Miklat, you do not make lo tirim ketanem, lo krachim gedolim. Not too big, not too small. Ari Miklat can't be so big that the Rotzeach would be able to get totally lost, but it can't be too small either, because then the murderer, they'll go alei adam might come in. Ela yaris beinonios, nice, in between, perfect size cities. Question mark. So how could Kedesh be listed in the Ari Mivzar of Naphtali, which means it's a very large city, if Kedesh is one of the Ari Miklat? Answer Amar of Yosef, Tarti Kadesh Ave. There were two cities of Kedesh. V'amar Avashi, Gon Salikum, V'akra to Salikum. Like the city of Salikum, which was an Ir Mifsar, that was a fortified city, and there was a village close to it called with a similar name, so to Kedesh. Rashi says, Ha'ir Mifsar, V'ir Benoni, Smuchala, Hanikres Al-Shma. Okay, two different cities next to each other. Gufa, Arim Halalu, Enosar Osam, Lo Tirim Ketanim, Lo Krachim Gedolim, Ela Yaris Benonios. Right, it's only middle-sized cities. The other halachas, Ve'e Moshiv Enosan El B'makamayim. There has to be a water source there. We want to make sure that all the needs are taken care of this person. It never has to leave. So there's a water source. V'mein shamayim evien alehem mayim. And if not, to make sure there's water brought there. Ve'e Moshiv Enosan El B'makam Shvakim. There's marketplaces. There's everything he needs there. Rashi, sheyimtzu mizonos liknos. Again, everybody else could always move. So there's not an issue, right? You don't have enough food here, you don't have enough water here, so just move. But here, you can't move, right? You can't move. So therefore, we have to make sure all of his needs are taken care of. Ve moshivano son el b'makom uchlusin. And we'd only put him in a place where there are population areas. We don't want the Goalei Adam to be able to come. We need people there for protection, people there to talk to the Goalei Adam, to calm them down. Nismatu uchlusehen. If the populations go down, mosifin alehen. Then you add on, you have people move there. You nismatu diurehen, mevien lehem koanim leviim v'yisraelim. Right? You bring all different people there. You bring people. You make sure all of the population, minimum stays at a certain number. Koanim leviim v'yisraelim? I thought it's an era of the leviim. Why are you bringing Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim? Says the Ritva, Pirish Ram HaLevi, Lefisha Yesh Bahem, Midos Anava, Verachmanus, Velo Yushov Chedamim. You want people to have good influence. Right, well, people that have a good, you want a good mashpi'im in the city, so that the rotzeach b'shogeg, especially like we learned from the Maharal before, maybe he wasn't as careful about human life as he should have been. He needs to be mushpa, and therefore we put all these types of people in. That's what the Aruch Laner also says here. He quotes the Ritva, and then he quotes Nir Lanias Daiti. The dafka b'inan sheyoshivu gam kohanim l'yisraelim sham af shari levim heim kidei, different reason. Not because you want good role models, but you want the Rotzeach B'Shogeg to be comfortable. You want people that he knows. Kadesha Rotzchim Kohanim v'Yisraelim Yimsu Usham Mibnei Mishpachas Kohanim v'Yisraelim Shedaitam Krova Aleihem V'Lachem B'Nismatu Ochluseim Dahainu Shem Yisfivos Ir Miklat Ink Beda Rak Sheyosifu Aleihem Mi Sheyihu Sheyavo L'Bnei Ir Lazar Aval B'Nizatu D'Yureihem B'Zeh Makpidin Kohanim v'Yisraelim. Right, just general people coming in. You can have anybody. That was the first line of the Gemara. But the second line, if the diurin leap, but you want him to be comfortable where he is, and therefore we have to want to bring in diurin that he could relate to. Good. The ein, again, different shvatim, different konon levi Yisraelim. We have different makeups, and even right, the I think we discussed this a little bit in Sanhedrin that there are shoftim and shoftim titin lecha for every city, for every shevet, for every area. The Mefarshim talk about why for every shevet. Once you have for every city, what do you need for every shevet? Because different shvatim have different nihugim and different ways they think and the way they act. And the best is to have dayanim that can really understand where they're coming from. So here too, you want people to understand the Rutzeach Peshogi. Weiter. Vei mochrin bohem lo klei zayin. You don't sell weapons in the Ir Miklat. V'lo klei mitzuda, divrei Ibn Nechemya. Or kalim that are used for trapping. Also, not a good idea. V'chachamim atir and chacham say, no, you don't have to be so worried about it. You don't have to be worried that the Gol Adam is going to buy something there. V'shavin shein person betochan mitzudos, vein mafshin letochan chavalim. But everybody agrees that you can't spread out nets there. Or spread out mafshilin ropes. Kadesh delote regel, Gol Adam mitzu yasham. The Aruch Laner explains, this was not such a common thing to do. You needed a big areas to spread out the nets and the chavalim. So therefore, if it is done, then people all throughout the area would come here. You don't want to have something here that is not so common, so that people from the outside would come and get involved in it. So that's why he suggests that you shouldn't do it in the Ir Miklat, because that would also lead to the Gaal Adam wanting to come in. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Maikra, what is all the pasuk that says we have to do all of these things to help out the Gaal Adam, Rotzeach B'Shogeg, v'nos el achas min harim ha'el v'chai. Ovid le'midi detevi le'chiyuse. Do something so that he has chiyus, he has life. Similar halacha, if you remember from Ksubis, about staka. If somebody goes down in Parnassa, we have to try to give him enough that he's comfortable, that whatever his lifestyle was, we have to try to make him comfortable. Tana, says the Raisa, Talmid Shagala Maglin Rabo Imo. A student that has to go to Galus, his Rebbe has to go with him. He has to go with him. As long as, the Mefarshim explained, if the Rebbe is in charge of other Talmidim in Yeshiva, he can't forgo those. It means if there's a situation where the Rebbe wouldn't be losing out other Talmidim, let's say it's one Rebbe and one Talmid, so then he has to go. So that's Maglin Rabo Imo. Would it apply Bizman Azeh, where somebody can learn Torah even if his Rebbe is not there? Can listen to online, right? He can have recordings. So questions we'll have to ask Eliyahu Navi about this halacha, about Maglin Rabo Imo. Assuming that there's going to be Ari Miklat that are going to be functioning in the future, that relates to what we just said earlier. But either way, Talmud Shagola Maglin Rabo Imo, Shine Emar, Vachei, Vachai. Avir Le Midi Tetevi Lechiyusa. Same thing, you have to do something that he will live. Right, that is the line of the Gemara. It says the Ritva Maglin Rabo Imo Pirish V'afal Pishish Yeshiva Ba'arei Miklat. Even if there's a yeshiva there, Shalomin Hakol Adam Zochel Lulmod Kedamrinan Mechsech Zavodazara. Right, you can't. Some Rebbeim connect to the Talmidim, and every Talmud connects to a different Rebbe, as the Gemara says in Avodazara. So therefore, you have to send his Rebbe. And the Rambam has a much discussed line, says the Rambam right here in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph of Hilchas Rotzeach. Talmid Shegala La'ari Miklat Maglin Rabo Imo Shenemar Vachai Aselo Kadesha Yichya. And then the Rambam adds in the line, V'chaye Ba'alei Chachma Umivaksheha Below Talmud Kamisa Chashuvin. Somebody who lives a life of wisdom and seeking wisdom, if he doesn't have Torah, it's not a life. Kamisa Chashuvin. That's the Rambam. And Rav Chaim Shulevitz discusses this. This is what we have to, like, Torah is our life. Torah is our oxygen. If we don't have Torah, so then, you know, it's, we can't live, right? That's what he quotes from the, Gemara, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. He's the one that has the Ha'ara. We know Rabbi Yochanan lost many children. Rachmana Litzlan. He used to carry around the bone of one of his children. Maybe not the bone, maybe some other remembrance, right? Discussion halachically. But either way, he lost so many children. And yet, he was able to continue. Even though he obviously loved his children very much, he realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. He was able to continue. But when he lost his Chavrusa, but Metziah Pedalid, he lost Reish Lakish. Eifo at Bar Lakisha. Heicha at Bar Lakisha. Heicha Bar Lakisha. He used to walk around until he lost his mind. Right? He lost his chavrusa. He couldn't survive, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. So Chaim Shmulevitz, why? Because of this Rambam. This Rambam teaches us that because without Torah, he just couldn't go on. Vadvarim afhilaman ma'od. He writes, Sichas Musar Maimer Mem. Ko gadol u'koach sivlo shor Rabbi Yochanan. She'ibet is kol banav. That's the Rambam. That Chaye, Chayim, Beli, Torah, Ubikush, Latorah, Kemisa, Nechshavin, and that's what we learn from this halacha. Of Tamash Shagala, Maglin, Rabo, Imo. Good. They say from Rev Soloveitchik, somebody once walked into Rev Soloveitchik. Again, this is not for normative practice, but, you know, certain Yechidei Skula could have a little more flexibility. They walked in during when he was sitting Shiva and he was learning. And they said, what are you learning, right? This halacha about the Mesam Chelev. He says the halacha of Avelos is just not to have pleasure, but to have positive inui, you know, one is not mechuyev. And I just find that I have positive inui when I'm not learning. And therefore, he was learning. Again, not for normative practice, but again, the greats that are on the level of this Rambam, right? Kamisa Chashuvin, right? There's no chiyuv to feel dead. Kamisa Chashuvin. And therefore, that was the case. Right? They say the Rugged Shavar also used to learn on Tisha B'Av, right? He said it should be my worst Avera. So he said, or the quote is, I want to see what the Gehenim looks like for somebody who learned on Tisha B'Av. Right, that was the lasha. But either way, for normative practice, right, we know that what the halacha is. Okay, Amar Reb Zeira, Mikash Leishana Adan Tlatam, Sheino Hagen. Reb Zeira just gives good advice. You should be careful who your talmidim are if you don't want to end up in an ear miklat. Right, that's the person should be careful who their talmidim are. Amar Reb Yochanan and the opposite, Harav Shegala Maglin Yeshivaso Imo. A rav that goes to Galus, his yeshiva has to go with him. Why is that? Because a Rebbe can't live without Talmidim. Just like that was the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakash was his Chavrusa and his Talmud. Same thing, like the Gemara says elsewhere. More than a cow wants to be, the calf wants to nurse, the cow wants to give the milk. Right? Eini, is this really true? Does the yeshiva really need to, or Rebbe, do they need to go? Be'am Rabbi Yochanan. Minal Devei Torah Shein Kolten, Torah itself. The Rebbe needs to go. Torah itself protects. Shneimar is better by midbar v'gomer v'ksiv basrei v'zos haTorah. It says right after the section in Ir Miklat, I think in Parshas Vaschanan, it says it has the pasuk that we say whenever we have Hagba v'zos haTorah asher sam Moshe l'fein b'nei Yisrael. Right. So it says so you see Torah protects. So what do you even need? Why does he even need to go to the Ir Miklat? Lo kasha habeidu the asik ba habeinu de lo asik ba. Fine when he's being osik and Torah protects. But he's not osik in it 24/7, and therefore he needs the protection when he's not. Or what does the klita have from the malach hamaves? Meaning, and this is where the Aruch Chaim Hakadosh also comes up, right? From the malach hamaves, that's where the Torah protects from. Ki hadar avchizda, meaning not from other types of misa, but from natural death, we would call it. Ki hadar avchizda. Havi Yosef Agaris Bebei Rav. Rav Chizda was sitting in yeshiva. V'lo havi kayachol shlicha demalacha demosa lemikrav legabe. D'lo havi shasik pume migirsa. The Malach HaMavis had no power over him because he didn't stop learning. Right? There are a number of stories in Gemara about people who were learning. Right? It doesn't mean that people never died while they were learning. But there were certain people on that level, that Torah, that perfect Torah protected, right? The David HaMelech, as we know the story from Shabbos, and we had it also in Sanhedrin, right? The Gemara comes up in a few places. Anyway, so Rav Chisda also wasn't, Torah was not stopping from his mouth. Salak v'yasev ha'arza de Beirav. What happened? He went up and the Malach HaMavis went and sat in the on a tree. Paka Arza, the tree split. V'shasek, and Rav Chizkiya didn't know what was going on. He stopped learning for a second. V'yachale, and in that way the Malach HaMavis was able to get him. The Achronim wonder, what does it mean that the Torah protects from the Malach HaMavis? The Malach HaMavis got him here. He was the one that Lamaisa caught the tree to make a noise in order to get him. So what? It's a little indirect, right? It's Lamaisa, the Malach HaMavis, was able to get him. So it's a little difficult. Why is Reuven the first of the Ir Miklat listed? Because what he did by Yosef, that's why the first one is listed. That set the stage for Hatzalas. Even though there it was going to be, you know, that wasn't murder, it was just a different type of Hatzala, but it was good enough. To lay the groundwork for the future. What does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu separated? Right, this is next to the psukim that we just read by Vizos HaTorah. Make the sun rise for Otschim. Give him a hope, right? Give him Ari Miklat. Ika Amre Amrale, Hizrachta Shemesh L'Rotschim. Or Hizrachta, with this Havdalah, you did good. Yafa Asisa, Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu set up the Ari Miklat. And on this Chazal, that's where we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, and the Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah in Parshas Voeschanan discusses, Moshe Rabbeinu did something even though it wasn't going to be done yet. Wasn't going to be effective yet, but Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I have a mitzvah to do, I am going to do it. Yesterday we looked at the Rambam for a second, today I'll read it from the Chafetz Chaim, right? Uber quotes on that pasuk in Vaschan, and Oz Yavdel Moshe quotes this Gemara right here. And then he says, Ubeze yuvnu heitev divrei chazal, al tarchik atzmacha mimita she'en la kitzva, umi malacha she'en la gemira. Quotes Avos Rebbe Nasan. Don't not do something just because you can't finish. Al tarchik atzmacha mimalacha she'en la gemira. Sometimes we say, we're not going to finish, forget it. No, I'm not going to start. No, says the Chafetz Chaim. Ki yadua shahayetzer mefate es ha'adam milakayim mitzvah shmiras ha'lashon. He says, I'm never going to be perfect in Lashon Hara. I'm always going to slip up. V'yomer lo, ma to'elas tagia lecha intil mod v'tamik v'zeh inyan haim tucha la'agia kitzvasa v'lishmar espicha kol yimei chayecha yoser tov lecha lo taschel b'zo amida klal. Don't start. You don't have to start because you're never going to finish. He says, "Mashal lamad avedome leechad shalach asfas hayam v'rosh hayam poled avan tovus magalias." Right, you're on the beach, and all of a sudden you see coming up on the from the beach from the water diamonds and jewels, hundreds, thousands, millions of diamonds. Nah, I can't get all of them, so forget it. I'm just gonna leave them on the beach. I'll go home with none. No, I'd fill my pockets, I'd fill my suitcases, and go and get as much as I can. Right, that's as much as right. You can't do everything, but do what you can. He says that's. Right, that's what the pasuk says in Kohelas. Im tevakshena ka kesef, v'chachma morim tach pasena. Right, you have to search it out. You have to try to get it like a treasure. It says that's what we have also by Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't going to finish, but he did it. He says the same thing with tefillah. He writes this in the Hakdamah to Shmiras HaLashon. Same thing with tefillah. Right, we're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, middle of the Amid, and all of a sudden we remember that we're in the middle. Right, it happens so often to us. Right, all of a sudden we're in Tekabah Shofar Gadol. How'd we get there? We don't know, but we're there. Right. So what do we have to say? Says the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, this one's finished. Done. Forget it. Right. No, start right there. Get a few brachas. Right. How'd we get to Modim? Right. We got to Modim. You know, we have to do what we can in order to do it, even if we're not going to finish. That's what we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Good. Darsh Rav Simoi Viter. My Dechsev. Oiv Kesev Lo Yispa Kesev. The one who loves money will never be satiated with money. Mi Ohev Behamon Lo Tvua. So what do we darshan from that? So, Oiv Kesev Lo Yispa Kesev, said Moshe Rabbeinu. Shayodeya Shein Shalosh Rav Shebe Yadin Koltos Hachelo Nifku Shalosh Rebe Yadin Kanan. As we just said, I should have read this first. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the three on the east side would not protect until the three on the west side were set aside. The Omar Mitzvah Shebal Yadi Akaimena. But I have this mitzvah, so that is what I'm going to be Mekayim. Right? He was thirsty for a mitzvah, so therefore he did the mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos in the first parak discusses this pasuk also. Right? He says on the Mishnah, "Vaveshose bitzame es divrehem." Says Rabbeinu Yonah, "Whatever you're thirsty for, you never have enough of." Right, that's why we have to be thirsty for Torah. Oh, if kesef lo yisba kesef, mishu savea midivrei Torah. If I'm satiated, vein chefso bahem, afilu omrim lo kama margolius batorah, tavus osam nafsho. You can hear the most unbelievable vart. If I'm not thirsty to hear Torah, I'm not going to be hungry. Vaharoev lahem, but if I'm hungry and thirsty, umisave l'shamam, I could hear the most bland dvar Torah. Below tam, yimtak befiyu v'yismachbo, sheyodeshu emes achar sherabo amra. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah on v'haveshasi b'tzameis devrayim. But once we quoted this pasuk, we quote a couple of drushes related. Umiyaweh behamon lo tfua, back to the Gemara. Lamina elomod behamon, who is the one that should, is appropriate to teach in the masses? Misha kola tfua shalo, somebody who knows a lot of Torah. Right, somebody who knows a lot of Torah should be the one that's teaching the masses. Hayinu d'amar Rabbi Elazar, mai dechsiv, mi malo gvuros Hashem, yashmia kol tehilaso. Right, mi lamin noel l'malel gvuros Hashem, who is the one that's appropriate to teach? Mishayochol lahashmia kol tehilaso. Right, if we want to teach Torah, we have to first fill ourselves with Torah. Right, and if we could fill ourselves with Torah, so then we could be overflow to others. Number one, Rabbanan v'temer Abba bar Mari Amar, different shot, mi ohev behamon lo tua. The drasha, kol ha-ohev behamon lo tfua. Whoever loves it, who ohev behamon, so then lo tfua to him will be. Right? If somebody has the attitude of loving it, Hashem will give it to him. Lo tfua. Yave be-rabbanan, einayu b'rabba b'rei d'rabba. Right? And the rabbanan put their arm. Number three, drasha, kol ha-ohev lo mod behamon. If somebody loves to... That's what it says in Brachas and elsewhere. Talmid HaChachamim. A cherev on the neck of the enemies of the Talmid HaChachamim. Euphemism. Sheyoshvim va'oskim b'Torah b'ad rabad. Those who study Torah by themselves. No, you can't. You have to be with other people. Lo od el shem etapshin. Being by oneself makes one foolish. You don't get the right shot. Ksif hacha v'no alu v'ksif hazam asher no alnu. V'lo od el shachotin. It's a sin. Shenemar v'asher chatanu. V'ibayisim emehacha no alu tsarei. So on. As we know, the importance of learning with a chavrusa, learning with a group, the Maharsha in Brachas around Davav, where the Maharsha says, why is it that the difference between learning one person and three people? Three people, the words are written down in Sefer HaZachronos. And one person, the Shekhin is there, but it's not written down. Because, says the Maharsha there, if it's one person, there's a good chance he got the Pshat. It makes sense. It's always good to learn with someone else, so that we learning versus learning by oneself. You learn by yourself. But if there's a choice to be Bina Amar number four, Kal Ha'oev Lo Mod Behamon Lo Tvua. Right, somebody who learns, loves to learn with others, he will be able to have proper grit. That's the famous line of Rebbe. Har Bitor Lamati Mirabosai. Umechadira Yoser Mehem, Umitamida Yoser Mikuban. I learned a lot from my Rebbeim, more from my friends, and the most from my students. Rashi says, because the students ask questions. Then you have to sharpen the present teaching students. Then he has to learn it so well because he knows they will present it properly. Right? So it's not only the actual questions, but it's the preparation itself makes the preparation better. Right? If somebody has to give a shiur, they prepare it much better than, right? Sometimes some people give the daf once a week. You have to prepare that day much better than the day that person just learns it. Because they know that's the way they have to give it over. That's umitamida yosem mikulan. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. This is a Perek Chelek type of daf. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, in terms of size. My dechsev, omedes ha-reglenu b'sharayach Yerushalayim. Our feet were standing in the gates of Yerushalayim. Migaram l'raglenu sheyamdu b'melchama. Who, what allowed, what gave us strength to our feet that were able to stand up in war? Sha'arei Yerushalayim. Sheyoskin b'Torah, the Sha'arim. That's where the Sanhedrin used to sit. That symbolizes Torah. So the our battles aren't only fought on the battlefield, but also with the Koach of Torah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My dechsev shirah malzah David samachti bo'omim li beis Hashem neilech. Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam. Shamati b'nei Adam shayu omrim masai yomu zaknin zeh v'yavo shlomo b'no v'yivne beis habechira v'nala l'regel. I heard people talking. People want a beis hamikdash already. And they know that I'm not building the beis hamikdash. So I heard people saying, when is this old man going to die? And then we'll build the beis hamikdash. V'samachti. What's David's reaction? And I'm happy. I'm happy to have this attitude. Right, David HaMelech, right after he was told he's not building it, he said, great! And he still did all he could, this also connects to the previous Gemara, David did all he could to get it ready. He bought the land, he bought the raw materials, getting it ready. And he's happy. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Ki tov yom b'chatzirecha me'elef. Tov li yom echad, shata osik batora lefanai. Right, better is your Torah. It's so valuable and precious to me. Me elef olos, asid shlomo bin chalakriv lefanai, al gabi amizbeach. Don't think that your Torah is any less than the hakravas hakarbanas. Right, so I'm not ready yet to have you move on, and therefore just keep learning and keep focusing on what you are supposed to do in your life. Okay, so that was a little tangent with the drushes. Now we get back to the Mishnah. It has to be signs put up. Tanya, Blazer ben Yaakov Omer, Mikla Tayukasav Prashas Drachim. They put up signs on all of the Prashas Drachim, right? Where there was splits, you weren't sure which way to go. Kadesh Yakir Harotseach V'yifna L'sham, so that the people who are running your Miklat will be able to get there as quickly as possible. Amar of Kahana Maikra, Tochin L'cha HaDerech, Asay L'cha HaChana L'Derech. Make a hachana for the derech. Make sure people know how to get there. And Pirkei Avos, remember Irving Bunim has a commentary on Pirkei Avos. So there he points out, he quotes other mafarshim earlier, but I didn't quote anybody by name, that interesting, we have signs up for the Ari Mikla. We don't have signs up for Yerushalayim by Elila Regel. Right, there's no mitzvah to do that, because there we don't mind. People should have to ask. You get to know them, play Jewish geography, that's fine. And there's no rush to get there. And you want people to get to know. Ari, the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, we're not interested in him taking his time and getting to know people. Right, just get to the Eir Miklat. Right, so there's no mitzvah by the Alila Regel, interesting Ha'ara, but there is by the Eir Miklat. Good. The Chashiki Chemed here discusses, is there a mitzvah to put up signs for hospitals? Right, once we're talking, if the Eir Miklat is all about pikuach nefesh, so maybe there's a sign when we put up signs, you know, for hospitals. What happens, his case is, somebody's on the way, he's late for mincha, and he sees that the signs of the hospital fell down. So putting up the sign, is that doche? Or, he says maybe technically, but he says nowadays where people have GPS and Waze and other things, it's probably not as dachuf. In terms of having the sign up, there are other ways that people could get there. And it's not beferish in the Gemara, so he says maybe you have more flexibility. That's what he talks about. Shelet ha-mar'eh heichan beit cholim nafal. Hayevatel tfilo v'itakin ha-shelet. Okay, that's his shayla. Viter. So, now we get to various Amoram when they gave shir about Ari Miklat. They started off their drasha, their shir, with various psukim. So, number one. Rav Chama bar Chanina, pasach la-pischa la-hiparshasa mehacha. So Rav Chama quoted this pasuk: Tov yashar Hashem al kein yorech hatoim baderech im lachatoim yorech al vachomer latzadikim. Hashem even shows the way for sinners, right? For those who have to run to the Eir Miklat. So surely Hashem shows the way for the tzadikim. That's what you learn from this parsha. Reish ben Lakish pasach la pischa lahay parsha sameacha. Reish Lakish started it off with the pasuk in Shmos. Vasher lo tzada bohe elokim inali yado. The person did not lie in stealth in order to kill. Hashem brought this to his hand. What does that mean? Hashem brought this murder b'shogig to his hand, v'gomer. So, quotes the Gemara, the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, kasher yomar mashal hakadmoni, like the original mashal. What's the mashal hakadmoni? That's the Torah. The Torah is the Mashal Kadmoni, right? The Torah is the blueprint for the world. Me Rishaim Yetei Resha Vigomer. What does that mean? That Hashem had it all planned out. B'me'akas and Medaber, as follows, we know the Chazal. B'shnei b'nei Adam Shargu as Hanefesh. Two people killed. Echad Harag B'shogev, Echad Harag B'mezit. Lezeh Ein Edim, Lezeh Ein Edim. No Edim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazminan L'puntik Echad. Hashem brings them to one place. Zeh Shaharag B'mezit, Yoshev Tachas HaSulam. The one who killed B'mezit is under the ladder. Zeh Shaharag B'shogev, Yored B'sulam. He's going down the ladder. V'nofa Olav HaHarago. And there are Edim on that. Zeh Shaharag B'mezit Ne'arag. Zeh Shaharag B'shogev, Goleh. So what does it mean? Hashem caused the person to kill B'shogev? Hashem had it all planned out, because he originally killed B'shogev probably before that. But it was not seen, and therefore Hashem helps this in order to become reality, the Misa and the Galus. The Gilyonei Hashas just has the Ha'ara here. In our pasuk, it says, it calls the person who killed B'shogeg a Rasha. Is a person who kills B'shogeg pasal la'edus? Says that's a question in the poskim, but he says the fact that it's called a Rasha here, maybe that points in a certain direction. Says the, quotes this from the Shus Yaakov, De'im Kain. Hahari b'shogeg roi shiyuf sala'edus kivach nikra rasha v'ilu b'mishnah lahalon. Later on, we're going to get to Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. He's not allowed to leave even in order to give edus blank. What do you mean? He's pasal edus. Sounds like from the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf that he's kashal edus. But here, it's quoting as a rasha. So he says maybe ein lemedim halacha midivrei agada. Right? Maybe you don't learn from Divrei Agada, number one. Or number two, maybe there's a difference between Divrei Torah and Divrei Chachamim. Here the Torah, the Navi, calls him a Rasha, while that's not Chazal. Chazal have to call him a Rasha. The Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah, lo yalfinan. Or maybe Torah and Divrei Kabbalah, right? Torah and Nevi'im. This is a pasuk of Navi. And therefore, maybe you can't learn from there that he would be called a Rasha in the Torah's terms. So number one, maybe you don't learn from Agada. Number two, maybe you don't learn from Divrei Kabbalah. Again, the idea that the Torah is the Mashal HaKadmoni. Rav Schachter talks about this in the Hagdama to Ginas Egos, where he talks about the idea of Torah being the blueprint, the Torah being a picture. Right, a picture, right? He discusses the Gemara we had back in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara discusses that certain mitzvahs never happen. Drosh v'kabel schar, right? Ben Sarah Mora. What, you did Mora? The answer is, imagine the Chafetz Chaim relating to this Marshal HaKadmoni. He says, imagine, right, when live photography came out, he says, imagine if you have a picture and part of it's cut off. Then you know something's missing. There's like a cut off part of it. You see, you don't see the whole picture. He says, the Torah is a picture of Hashem. Whatever that means. So if part of it's missing, even if it's not lamaisa, then we're missing a part. So that's why even if something's not lamaisa, drosh v'kabel schar, because the Torah, right, the original mashal of the world, right, and there, and that's how we get close. That's how Hashem is not physical. Hashem is not finite. But that's what he quotes from the Chafetz Chaim in the Shem Olam, in the Haggah, and he quotes many other examples of this as well. This is in the Hagdama of the Ginas Egos, one of his svarim. Weiter. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Afuna, Amar Afuna, Amrila, Amar Afuna, Amar Balazar. Minatorah, Minavim, Minatsuvim. We know from all three areas of Tanakh, Baderach Shadam Rosa Lelech, Ba Molichanoso. When a person takes a path, Hashem helps you out. Right, whichever way. Minatorah Dechsiv, by Bilam, Lotelichimam, Hashem says don't go. And then Bilam wants to go. Viksiv, Hashem says fine. Kum Lechitam. So you know he goes. Min ha-Nevi'im dechsiv, ani Hashem alakecha, melameidcha lahoil, madrichecha bederech telech. Hashem leads us. Min ha-Ksuvim dechsiv, im laleitzim hu yalitz, vala navim yitein chein. So, from Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, the Aruch Laner here discusses, what do you need all three for? But again, Hashem does not do step one. Step one is the person himself. That's what the Me'iri says here. Yisod ha-Yisodos, umipinos ha-Emuna, lahamin sha-Bechira b'yad Adam lahora lahatif. Once you choose, then Hashem will help you out. But the first step is up to the person himself. A rotzeach that goes to the ir miklad, and the gol adam finds him, vaharago, and he kills him before he gets there, patur, the gol adam is patur. It's still usur to do, the Mefarshim point out. It's asur if he's still going to the ir miklat. The Chazon Ish writes this, that it's asur for him to kill him, but if he's not going to be chayev misa for killing the roseach b'shogeg. Ksavar v'lo ein mishpam aves. So what is that pasuk referring to? B'goel adam ahu desiv. That's referring to the goel adam. If the goel adam kills him, he will not be killed. Says the Gemara, really? That's what that phrase means? Meisve v'lo ein mishpam aves b'roseach ha'kazam adaver. No, it's talking about the murderer. The murderer b'shogeg is not chayev misa. Ata omer b'rotzeach o'enu ela b'gol adam. K'shomer v'hu lo sone lo mitmoshel shom, hari omer b'rotzeach ha'kazim medaber. So, how could Rav Huna argue on a brisa? So the answer is, it's a machlokas, hu omer ki haitana. There's another brisa out there like Rav Huna. Titania, v'lo ein mishpat maves b'gol adam ha'kazim medaber. Ata omer b'gol adam ha'kazim medaber o'enu ela b'rotzeach. Which was it? Who is it talking about? K'shu omer ki lo sone hu lo mitmoshel shom, hara rotzeach amur. That's taken care of. Hamani mekayim v'lo ein mishpat maves. So the Goal Adam would be Pater. Pish, period. Tanan, Mosin, Lo Sheita Beit HaChachamim, our Mishnah said that when the murderer is on his way to the Ir Miklat, you would give him two rabbis. Shema Yargenu Baderach. Maybe the Goal Adam will meet him. V'yadabrei Lav. So you have to talk to him. So what do they have to say? My Lav de Masru Beit Dikato Bartalahu. Isn't it that they say, don't kill him, because if you kill him, you're going to be killed. Kashan Rafuna. Mor says, lo, that's not what they say to him. They just say, don't kill him. Kitatanya. Vaidabre lov dvar maruyim lo. Omrim lo. Altina bo minak shov chedamim. Don't treat him like a murderer. Bishkaga bo maisel yado. It was an accident. It was an accident. Calm down. Rabbi Meir omer humadabre de atzma. Our mayor says, right, he talked to him himself. Shene emar vized dvar harotzeach. Amrulo, the rabbanan say back to Rabbi Meir, harbe shlichas osa. A lot of times, it's better for someone else to do the talking. Right, it can be more effective if someone else does the talking. And therefore, it's better for the other people to do it, right? Rashi says, "Dvarim she'ena nasim al yidei ha'adam nasim u'miskablim al yidei harbi shluchim." Sometimes it's better for someone else to say it. Omar mar bishkaga ma'isa liyado. Right? They say it happened by accident. Pshita diba mezid bar galasu. Isn't that obvious? They're taking it to an ir miklat, right? So what do you mean they're telling him? Oh, it was bishogeg. Of course it was bishogeg. If it was mezid, they wouldn't be taking him. The Gemara says, "In yes." No, it's still important to say. After all, Vatani Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Betchila has learned, Echad Shogeg Vecha Mezid Baktimin L'Ari Miklat. Originally, everybody runs to an ear Miklat. U'Bezin Sholchon and Mevino Samisham. And then Bezin takes him from there. Mishan Schaia Misa Harguhu, Shinemar Vishalchu Zikni Ha'ir Velachu Samisham, and Asnu Aso Biad Gol Adam Bameis. Whoever was Chayev did it Bemezid is killed. Mishalotus Neschayev Patruhu, Shinemar, Vitzilo Eides Arotseach Miad Gol Adam, Mishalotus Galos Machzir Nesolam Komo, you send them back, Shinemar Veshivo Soha Eida El Ir Miklato Asher Nos Shama. Right, all three psukim. Rebbe Omer Me'atzman Hein Golin. Right, Rebbe says Me'atzman. Everybody used to automatically go, not that Bezin used to send him. Kisvurin Hein Echad Shogeg Vechamezid Koltos, because maybe people think that they could get saved even Bemezid. Right, we're going to have someone else who made this mistake. V'hein einan yodin shebishogeg koletes b'mezid eina koltos. Right, but they don't know that it's only b'shogeg and not b'mezid. Okay, let's just continue a little more, and then we'll stop. Amar Belazar. Ir sheruba rotzcheh meina koletes. Once an ir miklat becomes majority, rotzcheh b'shogeg, doesn't work anymore. Doesn't protect anymore. Shenemar v'diber ba'aznei ziknei ha'ir ahi es dvarav v'lo shehushvu divrehim lidvarav. Right, the ziknei ha'ir have to be the majority, and they have to then say it to the person, but not if it is the majority is no longer the majority, but it becomes the minority. Okay, we'll stop here, because we're going to have three drushes with Canaan by Amar Belazar, and we will, Baz Hashem, will continue.